Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sisters listening today that she just stays in your perfect will, heeds any warnings that you are giving her, both for her salvation and safekeeping and the salvation and safekeeping of any loved ones, so she can that she's praying for, so she can be a light to shine for you. To bring them to eternal salvation. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just want to talk about that check for 4,000 again, a little bit more. With Noah, it says here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, it says, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and being heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Okay, that check for 4,000, from what I've seen, okay, you will see that godly fear being pressed upon you, okay, like a sense of urgency inside of you, where you're supposed to go and do something or get something or whatever it is. Each situation is different, okay. Because God's going to use that to take care of you and just provide continually for you. This is Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. It says, "And in the midst of the streets," talking about the New Jerusalem, "in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month." Okay, so it's like this same kind of basic concept from what I've seen, is it just continuously like yields fruit to take care of you and your family. And the thing that you need to know about, and this is just in general for anything that you're doing when you're obeying the Holy Spirit, is you need to be prepared for warfare. Okay, Satan's gonna be aware of what you're doing. Okay, and the thing is that he's when what his works are being judged, because that's what's going to happen. Okay, the United States used to be a country for the Lord. It's not anymore. Okay, it's a country of wickedness. Okay, so it's Satan's country. So God's going to declare war on it, and he's going to destroy it. Okay, Christians who are covered in Christ Jesus don't need to worry, but they do need to prepare. Okay, but he's gonna launch war upon it. Okay, and what's going to happen is Satan's going to try and resist because he likes this country and he wants it to be upheld, and he's going to come after you. He doesn't want your light to shine, okay? So you need to be prepared that as you step out by faith, pursuing these things, okay? Like especially this check, okay, for 4,000, whatever it is the Lord's telling you to do, however he's telling you to prepare, okay? You need to know, because what he's going to do is he's giving you a check. It's a promise. He's saying, "I'm delivering this to you. I'm going to grant you this," okay? So you go here, you talk to this person, you go there, you apply for whatever it is. You go there, you purchase this, whatever it is. I'm going to make it work. Just believe in me, okay? Step out in faith, okay? What you're going to see is that you're going to get all kinds of resistance, and you're going to step out and feel like, if you're not aware of this, you can get deceived and think, "Well, is this God's will? Because this is like really hard." Yeah, it's going to be hard, okay? Because the thing is that you're talking about the saving of souls. That's what it boils down to. When the judgment of the United States comes, okay, it's like everything's gonna go dark, okay? This place is gonna be hideous, okay? It's gonna become a nightmare. It's gonna be overrun by demons, okay? And when you have obedient Christians who prepared ahead of time, they're gonna shine like this light. And everybody is gonna look, okay? And they're gonna testify and say, "Look at me, I'm fine. Why? Because I'm not on my way to hell," in a nutshell. This what you're seeing right now, okay? When a Christian is obedient, is like, and the Lord is just, they've been obedient, they're walking in the will of God, and now they're prepared for this judgment, and they're shining like a light, and everything's provided for them, and they're fine. Then it's like, go in for the kill, go after them. Everybody around them that's facing judgment, who's not okay and out there suffering, they get to shine like this bright light and say, "Hey, listen, listen. I'm on my way to heaven. Okay, I'm a real Christian. I got the real spirit. I'm living the life the Lord wants me to. I'm covered. I'm not appointed to judgment. I'm not appointed to wrath. You are. That's why you're out there. Come in here, get saved, become a, especially for the lukewarm church, become a real Christian and quit lying to yourself, okay? Get washed and cleansed in the blood of Christ, become born again for reals, whatever it is, however the Holy Spirit leads you, and then they get saved. I've seen it. It works. And the real thing. It's amazing, okay? Like a true transformation, not just someone, pretending Christianity, but the real thing, okay? It works because they get scared. They look at that, and godly fear is put inside their soul because they're like, I'm in a terrible situation. You're okay. How does this happen? And you get to testify that, listen, our God is a God of wrath, and you need to prepare for eternal life. You need to get saved, the real thing. Now, Satan doesn't want that. You need to know that. That's going to save souls. So as you're doing this ahead of time, you need to know when you're stepping out in faith, okay, and you're taking these steps, okay, to be prepared to shine like a light for like that, okay, you need to know for a certain Satan's going to be resisting you, okay, every step of the way, but you need to fight, and you need to war, you need to know that God is with you and that you're going to have it, but you need to know you're going to be set out for a fight, because you're not just fighting for you to be okay and to have a roof over your head and to shelter and the things that you need, which are important, but you're also fighting for souls, and you need to remember that, because you're going to shine like a light when this thing goes dark, okay? And as you shine like a light, you're going to be saving souls, okay? You're going to be evangelizing, okay? You're going to be a testimony and witness, a light that shines bright. You need to be aware that Satan knows that, so he's going to put up a fight. It's not going to be easy, okay? I'm just going to leave it there for today. Father, I just ask Jesus for starting her day, that she just has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you, and that her light just shines bright. I ask all these praise, voice in Jesus' name, amen.